There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Huge show coming up over the next 3 hours, 30 minutes from right now. Josh Applebaum's going to join the program, VSiN host and sports betting analyst. We'll look at the market in the NFL today on a Wednesday morning. Adam Kramer in an hour and 15 minutes, VSiN contributor. Great thoughts on college football. We'll run down the games on the board with him coming up at that time. Ian Eagle, maybe the best play-by-play guy in the entire country at this point. He's so good. NFL on CBS coming up on the show, and Mike Palm as well. And today is the final day of the regular season in Major League Baseball. It's long enough, huh? Boy. I think last night was the final time we should ever see somebody hit 62 home runs because they need to shrink the season down to like 154 games or maybe even fewer than that. Either way, it's neither here nor there. But the Braves get the job done, and Aaron Judge did it. He finally did. I feel good for the guy. And for anybody who was betting on him to hit, you know, more than 61.5 home runs or 62 or higher, whichever book you found it at and however it was phrased, congrats. It was a long sweat, but it finally got there for you last night.
Yeah, good for him. And Billy Ripken called it. Another call on MLB Network. He said it in the pregame. He'll do it in his first at bat at like 8:07 Eastern, and he did. And I thought the second pitch was a meatball, which he was right in his wheelhouse, and then the third one, sayonara, it's gone. So he was never challenged, never threatened to win the home run title this year. And then he had one home run in his first 13 games, and then he sets the record. But there were a couple people flexing with some of their Schwarber bets, like in what, June, when he was two back? And he just took off and made a mockery of this because the whole hand, because we thought we had something here in June. Schwarber's off to a great start. Look what Riley's doing. Trout had it going for a while. Yeah. Otani, I mean, this could be a great home run race, and several people had tickets. And then he just took off, and he dominated, and August and September and the run he went on. I think since the break, he has more home runs than the entire Minnesota Twins organization, which is incredible. But the whole handicap to this was he's going to get hurt at some point.
Oh, that never happened. Nope, couldn't
stay healthy.
I had a bunch of guys near the top the entire year.
Uh-huh.
I never had Judge. I never bought into it.
Lonzo was another one, I guess.
Yeah.
Big numbers, yeah.
A couple of months ago, he was at like minus 175, and I said, I'm going to take a bath in this market this year. I had to lay $1.75 to make up some of the losses in case he was going to go on and win this thing, and he did. And how many times do we have a home run chase that's not close, like you said? I mean,
yes.
He blew away the entire field. I mean, beyond June, it was never a race. He lapped everybody. I mean, last year's race was unbelievable because so many players were involved.
Yes.
And for that to end on the final day where Vlad and Salvador Perez each hit 48, I mean, first of all, that was great for us, betting purposes. But I mean, that was, I think Judge was, he was a pretty high number in the preseason to lead the league in home runs. I want to say he was in the 20s.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But also on the flip side, like, what angle were you going with? Were you like us, and were you going to say fade the guy because he's always going to get hurt?
Yep.
I know some people who said no. The other side is it's a contract year, and
sure,
that's always going to be big. And had I listened back in March or April and bought in, I would have had a much better number than minus 175 on the guy.
Yep, yeah, like your buddy DeGrom. The injury's coming at some point, but it didn't happen. And then it was, well, maybe he gets to 60. The odds in the betting market changed. But then he had that run where he hit 12 of 14, 12 home runs in 14 games. That's like, he's going to get 62.
Yeah.
He's on pace for 65, 66.
Yeah, he was.
And then it was just, okay, it's a matter of time he'll hit 62 and pass Maris. And then the stretch where he went 8 games without hitting one, and the pressure got to him and teams were pitching around him. I never understood why people were so bothered by the cut-ins in this whole thing. I don't get it. I mean, American League's been around for 120 years. All right? Enjoy it. He broke the record. But the people pissed off at the cut-ins, and I know it's a big deal because he was a Yankee. But you're right. We may never see this again. So as far as people getting pissed off at ESPN and the cut-ins and all this other stuff, I was surprised by that. I know it's a different time where you can find the game.
Oh, you can. Yes.
I thought yesterday was ridiculous. Once he hits the home run, take the game off. The Braves game is his most important game of the season.
No question.
Go to the Braves game.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But, you know, the games, while they were cutting in, the games were on MLB Network. It's easy to find the games where they were at. But
one of the talking points yesterday on the show in the morning, were they going to get the Mets doubleheader in? Right?
Yes.
70% chance of rain. Was there a problem at all with getting that doubleheader in last night for the Mets?
Yeah.
It was bad, but they got it in.
Yeah.
They got both games in.
They didn't care. It's like, look what they were playing with for a while in Boston. I mean, it's They were still playing it.
After five, for sure.
Yeah.
So here was the, I mean, legendary Yankees play-by-play voice, John Sterling, on the call for number 62 last night.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run. The most home runs any American leaguer has hit in a single season. And the American League has been alive for 120 years. This is Judgment Day. Case closed.
Great call at the very end.
Yeah, he did a great job. I think Michael Kay blew it on the TV side.
You know what? I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. I was watching the game live when it happened. I think because you have it's a tough. I mean, you have all this time to get ready, and now it's a great bit. Ian Eagle's on today too. But you have all this time to sit there and get ready for this historic call. And I thought just an average call by Kay, below average.
Well, here's
Sterling nailed it.
Here's where you got to tip your cap. Sterling's in his 80s.
Oh, sure.
I mean, we've seen a lot of play-by-play guys, you know, get up there and they're like, okay, they don't have their fastball anymore. That's a really good call for a guy. I think he's like 83. I think he's 83, 84 years old, something like that.
And stopped traveling a lot of the games, too. And
right.
was calling. Now, the other thing is apparently the guy now Matt Youmans' cousin caught the ball, which is something. The Youmans kid catches it. But notice there's no one around him. So he's
Okay, so I have a theory on this.
Okay, right. Now, how about the guy who apparently is a VSiN listener to the left? Now, people are like, what's this kid doing? I give the guy
standing
ovation. The guy had a whole plan. He goes, I'm not going to catch it. The ball's not near me. I just saw what happened in Toronto. If that drops, I'm going to grab it. And the guy drops in case they drop the ball. I'm going to pick it up and scoop it.
100%.
Right. Now, there's conflicting reports about, is it a 7-foot drop? Is it a 10-foot drop? Could I be arrested? No, you'll be out in 8 hours. Don't worry about it. But, I mean, the guy had a plan. If humans drops it, he scoops in and walks away with $2-3 million.
He's going to have the ball right there. Now,
he's
how about this?
He's got it.
And a lot of people were just like, oh, boy, you can't be serious with this. Bob Nightingale was all over this on Twitter. So his name is Corey Humans. Pointed out, doesn't exactly need the money. Vice president at Fisher Investments. It manages $197 billion worldwide. And so people were just, oh, come on. Of all people, here's what I thought happened from watching it several times now. I think the guy bought out the entire section.
There's no one around.
And I think I think there was probably a message sent. Me speculating here this morning.
No, I think you're on something.
And where he's telling people, look, if this ball comes anywhere near us, I got the glove, I'm catching the ball. That was not WrestleMania 37 last night. Where was the fighting for the baseball?
No.
You're going to be, we said you need to wear a Kevlar vest, wear a cup. If you're going to be in the neighborhood to catch this baseball, nobody challenged the guy for the ball.
To his right, our left, there are 4 or 5 empty seats, it appears. And you're right, it's a total clear out.
And Judge is at bat, who's going to be getting a beer at that point?
Yeah. It's like me playing defense in a pickup game. I mean, there's no one around him. And he just now give him credit, he caught it.
Yeah, he did. And he had the glove.
I saw what happened in Toronto, too. But I love the guy off to the right, his right, saying, all right, that's it. I'm jumping in. Yeah. I'm jumping. That's the Peter Pan in case the guy fumbles it. And he's right there to scoop it up. Brilliant. Guy had a game plan. I commend him.
And I will say this about Humans, though. The guy that's worth all that money. If he did buy out that section or that row, brilliant move out of him. And also for bringing the glove. That's an advantage play.
Now, some people are saying the ball doubles in value if he doesn't hit one today. And apparently he's already been offered $2 million. I don't know. This whole memorabilia market in this.
$2 million to him is 37 cents, evidently.
Yeah. Okay. Vice president. The name, it's called Fisher Investments, and he works at a. Okay. This is. We're on here with Fisher, right? But that's. Good for him. Incredible. But
that's the thing. I feel now that the pressure is finally off. Why would he play today, by the way?
No.
Reason. Why would Judge go out there and play?
No.
There's zero reason for him to be in the lineup today.
Yeah. And I thought something would happen yesterday because we have no drama today. Judge goes deep. The Braves hold on. Every matchup's decided now for Friday. Too bad. Yep. I was looking forward to today, but too bad.
We have series prices, too, to go over.
Yeah, excellent.
Which are out. And literally every single game, with the exception of the Diamondbacks game that we talked about yesterday, came through. So the Diamondbacks game definitely hurt me with the bankroll last night.
And they couldn't hit?
No, they had nothing. They were getting no hit through, I think, 6 from Lauer.
Nope.
And Gallen didn't have much either.
Phillies.
That was the one game. Every other game, though, got there. Yep.
Yep. Phillies were no hit into the ninth. That was easy. Easy winner with Houston. Yep.
You brought up the Red Sox.
Yep. Red Sox.
Brought Braves up the Rockies did it again last night.
Cal Quantrill again.
Did it again at home.
Cal Quantrill. Yep. Good fun.
So, but the Diamondbacks game, that was a.
It was surprising. Yeah.
The temperature might be cooling off, but fall sports are heating up at Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts for pro football, college football, basketball, and hockey. Now is the perfect time to join BetRivers. New bettors will receive up to $500 in free bets when you make a first-time deposit using code SPORTS. Go to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today. It's a whole new game. We can run down some of those series prices in the wild card round coming up next. We'll also recap more of last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some. Also, he's avoided this for 20 years, but there's evidently no avoiding divorce here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
There you go. Rockies again, 3-1, beat the Dodgers. It's a big dog 2 days in a row. Dodgers not going to get to 112 wins. Damn. Not going to pass the 1909 Pirates. Tough. Surprising, though, too. I mean, they threw Gonsolin. It wasn't long, but then they threw Urias as well. And the Rockies get it done. Game two of the doubleheader, Rangers plus 175. Home teams went 13-4 yesterday. And for the fifth year in a row, the Braves win the NL East. Still can't believe it. I laughed at you. You kept bringing it up. Ah, Mets, Mets. No, I scheduled. Schedule. Mets have this easy schedule. And it's not like, again, it's not like they choked. They won 100 games.
Yes, they did.
But the Braves play out of their minds. And they get it done. At least the Marlins made them work for it. 2-1, bases loaded, bottom of the eighth.
Oh, did you see? I think the Braves had either two runners on or the bases loaded like every inning. And they couldn't score any runs whatsoever. What was the largest deficit throughout the year? Was it 12.5 games?
No, 10.5.
It was 10.5?
10.5.
Man.
And then I took 7-1 on the Braves when the Mets won 4 out of 5 at home against Atlanta.
Okay, so you did all right then.
Yeah. But my Mets future bets are in trouble. Inter Milan, 3-1. Beat Barcelona, 1-0. Frankfurt, Tottenham draw, plus 250. Another win some. This guy's an alien. Wembanyama? He had seven threes? So going to be number one pick in a draft? Why teams are tanking? He had 7 threes and 5 blocks last night. That's happened once in NBA history, I guess.
That game was out here. I watched a little bit of it. I did DVR it, so I'm going to watch it this morning when I get. I can't wait to watch it. I saw some of the highlights last night.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
He's the Greek freak plus like 5 inches.
Yeah, right.
And with a shot.
Well, he's also like James Harden. He's bringing the ball up. He's got the ball at the top. He just goes right by a guy and lays it in.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I have to give it to him. He's 7'4", and he just shoots a three and shoots the guy's face
off. He's 25 feet away from the hoop. He's going between the legs. He's got the moves. I'm like, what are we watching here?
Right. It's an alien. Win some. The Orioles, winning record. They join the 18. This is like it's made up. ESPN stats and info. They join the 1899 St. Louis Perfectos and the 1890 Louisville Colonels as the only team to finish 500 or better after recording 110 losses in the prior season. Great job. The future's bright.
Yeah, I tell you, never heard of the Perfectos before.
No, I haven't either, but that's incredible. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos. The anniversary was yesterday. If you've seen the movie Casino, and if you know your history here, this is 1982. That's when they bombed Lefty Rosenthal's car outside of Tony Romo's on East Sahara. The frame plate under the front seat saved his life.
Yes, it did.
If his Cadillac didn't have a design flaw in the balancing, he would have been killed. As he says in the movie, it was amateur hour. But look at that car. He survived it.
That is astonishing.
The legendary casino executive and mob-connected sports handicapper survived the bombing October 4th, 1982. He was taken to a hospital with minor burns on his legs, arm, and face.
Think about that. Minor burns from that.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, he was ticked off because he just had a hair procedure and put head plugs in. He was more pissed off about that, according to reports, too.
You know what also stinks is that his house went up for sale.
Oh, I know.
What is this, 4, 5, 6 years ago?
Ask Mike Palm about that. Derek was interested. I go, you have to buy that.
It was like, I want to say it was
$400,000
for the original Lefty house.
That'll never go down in price.
Oh, God.
They still have the bullet hole in
yes,
there.
Yes, they do.
When you buy it, it's beautiful. It's the golf course. How about a dog video? How good is this? They're walking around with a stick. German Shepherd loves this.
Just give me this guy, huh?
Look at this, yeah. Taking a bite out of crime, right? Look at him getting up there with the stick. I want that. Need that.
He is McGruff. Wow.
Need that, right? He loves the things playing. This goes on for like 5 minutes. Get up there. There you go.
Whoa.
There he grabs it. That's my stick. I want that. That's my toy. And he grabs it. I was just going to walk around with it. I mean, I'm breaking that thing in half. I want to play with it.
Right out of the Matrix.
Yeah, absolutely. And he gets up there in a serious hang time. Good for him. One bad. I didn't know what the hell happened as far as how they were going to grade this. One bad beat because it was the bottom of the fifth. It was an official game at that point because they got the 3 outs in the top of the fifth. But then the Red Sox erupted. First 5 under, 4.5, 1-0, bottom of the fifth. They put up a 5 spot.
Yep.
Bogarts hits a grand slam in a monsoon. Then they called it. So it said 6-0 final. So I kooky how that happened. Yeah, absolutely. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Great job, Bet Rivers. Verlander, second oldest pitcher to win the ERA title. That came in. He was great last night. Maybe a mini bad beat, 20-1 if he had no hitter. Phillies were getting no hit in the ninth.
Well, that and also the Diamondbacks were getting no hit through, I think, 6 or 7 innings last night. Series prices at DraftKings.
Okay.
Mets are $170 against the Padres.
Now, they've struggled against Darvish this year. And Darvish has had a lot of success against the Mets. They're saying all the right things. They're not down. I know, was it Lugo Dust? Lugo made comments about, we're better than the Braves. I can't wait to see them again. Okay. I mean, you just got swept. You blew the division, Lugo. Could have used that last weekend. And they don't play him again. They only wouldn't meet till the NLCS.
Right.
But, boy. At least the Padres have turned it around. It certainly helped with the Brewers' collapse. But,
I mean, the matchups.
The pitching matchups. I'd have to go DeGrom and Scherzer, again, especially game 2. Is Scherzer against Snell probably?
Oh, man, is that good.
Snell's been great, but Snell at home. Yeah. Snell on the road.
Yeah, I know.
Remember, home team gets every game here.
And then you go, what? Is it going to be Musgrove versus Bassett if there's a game, you know, for the game 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice.
A really good series with pitching matchups.
Yeah.
The other National League wild card is Cardinals minus 135 against the Phillies.
Good series.
That could also be good with the pitching matchups. We've seen Nola at his best this year a handful of times and what he can be like.
Would you go Montgomery in game 1? Kid was great since they acquired him.
That's a really good question.
Maybe Wainwright? I don't know. I'd go. Now the Yankees are thinking Nasty Nestor and not Cole in game 1. How about that? Houston. The American League is the Houston invitation.
I do think it was unnecessary to pitch Cole yesterday. In my opinion, you didn't have to do that.
Concur.
You could have saved him up a little bit. The American League prices.
I was going to say one thing. Yeah. St. Louis has been awesome at home this year.
Awesome. I would definitely lean Cardinals in that series.
Okay.
Yes. Blue Jays are $170 against the Mariners.
Well, I think the Blue Jays will win the series, but the price is too high. Now, you have to face Castillo and Robbie Ray to start.
I don't know if I trust Robbie Ray.
Okay. Well, the other thing is, this goes back to your point you made several times. The Blue Jays had a chance here, but you didn't make a move.
No, they never did.
I mean, really, we go to war now with Gossman and Berríos and... you'd be fine with Manoah in game 1, but that's it's too high, but I think they'll win the series.
And I thought the number when we kicked it around yesterday out here, the potential number, because the series was not set yet. Out here, we looked at Guardians. It was a coin flip. They were each $1.08. Now at DraftKings today, Guardians are $1.30 against the Rays. And that's also every single one of these, that's a really good matchup there with the Guardians in Tampa. But
again, so McClanahan against Bieber in game one?
It's got to be.
Right? And Quantrill's so good at home. They've been disrespected the whole year. No one gave them a chance. Cleveland.
Yep.
I like Cleveland.
Yeah, I got to look today in Vegas if it's still around $1.08. That's no edge there for the Guardians.
Huge
at home.
Huge edge at home.
I would totally agree.
Every game's at home.
But it is the Rays, and they are cockroaches.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
Very impressive.
There's also this. Wanted to pay off the tease here quickly. The news about Giselle and Tom Brady now getting divorce lawyers involved. How is this going to end up going for him? Does it matter? Does it ignite him? He always wants to play with an edge. He still is pissed off, and he gets upset when you talk about him going in the sixth round. Mm-hmm. In 1999?
What do you mean? Motivated by the divorce?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I
have no idea. The guy's always looking for something. But is that it? It's over with?
Well, a guy also should be happy. I mean, he can sit out there, and he's now back. He's back in the field. He's out there. He's out there now. He's available. And I think he's going to
put up
the assets, and away we go. I think it's already taken its toll on him.
Well, now here's the thing.
He's already done this business about, I have to take time away and try to save the marriage, and it didn't work.
Unfortunately, now he's got to play until he's at least 50,
yeah.
Because she's the breadwinner. I don't know if he's going to be okay with the money.
Uh-huh.
He probably needs it moving forward
The Fox deal's outrageous.
But here's the Jeff Darlington tweet. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this.
Yeah, right.
Tom Brady is going to attempt to avoid his first 3-game losing streak in 20 years. He's lost more than 2 games in a row only one time in his career. It was 2002.
I can't believe that.
Neither can I.
Right.
And they're huge favorites at home against the Falcons, obviously, but...
Yeah, no Patterson. That's big.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. How about Zach Wilson off the top rope chiming in on social media? Was it fake?
Yeah, it was fake.
Oh, it was fake? Okay, they got
me. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, okay, they got me. I thought it was Zach Wilson
I put it this way. I scrambled to his social media yesterday to see if it was anything that was posted. I'm like, this guy never tweets. He never sounds like anything. It's not him.
All right.
At all.
Make it a move.
But, the Falcons, I mean, again, they're favored by more than a touchdown in this game. Look at their schedule, by the way, the next 3. Falcons at Steelers at Panthers.
I'm going to use them in Survivor.
They can get right
I'm taking Tampa in Survivor.
Are you?
At home, no Patterson. Yes.
How many?
Atlanta off a big win.
You have 2 entries
left? 2 left. 2 left. Steelers got me.
You going to do both?
No.
You're not going to do that at all.
Oh, in Tampa and maybe Buffalo, which I'm not. I don't know about that.
You don't want to save them till Thanksgiving?
I do. But that's I got to think it over.
Well, you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
It's only midweek right now.
Right.
All right. Up next, we will get a market report with VSiN's Josh Applebaum. A tough handicap tonight in college football. His thoughts on that coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Hockey starts Friday. VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide available now. Strategies, best bets for the season ahead. In-depth analysis from Andy McNeil. Predictions for teams, players, win totals, daily betting tips, plus 3 things every new NHL bettor should know. Guide's a must-have. Key insights and data for avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. Give yourself an edge this season. Get the VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. VSiN.com/subscribe. Get up there.
All right, time now for bet systems as VSiN's team of betting experts teach you how they approach the slate with bet systems. And VSiN's very own Josh Applebaum joins the program now. Host of a couple of podcasts here, the VSiN Daily Morning Bets and Market Insights. Josh, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Mitch and Paulie. Great to be with you. Final day at MLB, and luckily we do have one football game tonight in college football, so it's great to be with you on this Wednesday.
Yeah, so it's a full slate. It is a tricky handicap in this game tonight. The news came out earlier this week that a bunch of players who don't have an impact on this year's SMU team, redshirt freshmen, that kind of a thing, they're all going to be looking to transfer and get out of the program. But now this game's been moved a couple of times as well, impacted by weather. Central Florida's at home. They're laying 2.5 now below that key number of 3. Your overall thoughts on the handicap of this game?
Yeah, so I'm with you here, Mitch. It's kind of a fishy number, fishy line move, but I actually like this line move toward SMU. So I jumped on SMU plus three in this one. What's notable to me, the line move toward SMU. This game actually opened UCF at home, laying 3.5 early. A lot of wise guys look like they grabbed the hook with a 3.5, brought it down to 3. And now you're seeing a lot of juice on that SMU side. If you look at our VSiN board, you know, that 2.5 plus 2.5 is the plus 3 is minus 115. Like, it may get down to 2.5. Some shops are even down to 2.5 as we speak. So key numbers are so critical here. If you like SMU in the line move, you need the 3. If you want to buy low, I guess at this point, take UCF. You want the minus 2.5. But I'd be careful about, you know, something that looks too good to be true, guys. It seems like, you know, UCF at home is an easy play here. But according to our VSiN.com bet splits, 65% of bets are on UCF. So they're the public play tonight, yet the line's not going in their favor. They didn't move up to 4 or 4.5. They're falling down toward SMU. So a reverse line move here on SMU. Also, they're only getting 35% bets, but 60% of the money. That's a pretty good bet discrepancy. Contrarian with more money in favor of SMU. And also kind of just a classic buy low, sell high. You know, you look at SMU, they've lost 2 straight. They're 0-3 ATS their last 3 games. They haven't covered any of these numbers. So public who bet against them is going to continue to bet against them. Public who bet on them is mad they cost them money. They're going to want to fade them to sell high on UCF too because they've won 2 straight. So in this game tonight, again, it's baseball, you know, day games all day. This is really the only big game of the night. It's heavily bet, prime time, heavy betting here on UCF at home, yet the line is going to SMU. Also like conference dogs who can score, guys. SMU is averaging 39 points a game, whether that's keeping up or backdoor covering. Also conference dogs with some familiarity benefits the dog in these conference rivalry games. And also, guys, 2 teams that score a lot, you feel like it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I wouldn't just go run and hammer that over because it has fallen here. It opened 65, down to 63. That's notable to me because public's taking the over, yet this total's falling. But I'll be rocking SMU plus 3 tonight.
What do you think Thursday night football with Denver at home against the Colts, and now maybe the status of Taylor here could play an important role?
Yeah, Paulie, this one's really tough for me because I think, you know, the last couple primetime games, we've had some clear, sharp moves, you know, with San Francisco, with the Cincinnati Bengals, some fade the trendy dog spots. This one's difficult because the public is split down the middle, 50-50. It's really don't know where to go with this one. You know, if you lean on the market, we have seen some movement here, obviously, toward the Denver Broncos. You know, they opened up laying 2.5, got all the way up to 3.5. So the early move was going to Denver. But now you did see some buyback on the plus 3.5 with the hook, bring it back down. The Colts plus 3. And this is kind of a layoff for me because, number one, there's no contrarian angle, split right down the middle. The line's going to Denver, but now it's coming back to the Colts. You have seen dogs do very well this year overall. They're 60% ATS. Primetime dogs are 59% ATS. But also, guys, these Thursday night games, this is why it's so difficult. You have seen these home favorites do very well. If you look at the past decade, home favorites on Thursday night, short week, you don't have to travel. They're 56% ATS. Big injury report here, game to monitor. Taylor's questionable. Javonte Williams is out. Wilson's banged up, but he's going to play. My angle, guys, I'm going to bypass the spread. There's no clear edge for me. I'm going to go to the under here. It opened 43.5, down to 42.5. You've seen unders 59% this year. Primetime unders 9-4. Colts are 4-0 to the under. Denver's 3-1 to the under. No edge on the spread, but I'll be rocking the under 42.5.
All right, I'm with you on that one. How about Sunday night with the Ravens at home against Cincinnati? Good matchup.
Yeah, great matchup. Can't wait to sweat this one here, Paulie. You know, we've seen here is an early move toward the Cincinnati Bengals. This game opened at some shops, Ravens laying 3.5 at home. Public isn't quitting the Ravens, even though they've been coughing up these leads. They've been hard to sweat. If you're feeling good about them early, and then Harbaugh, you know, just depending on your decision-making, what you think he should have done or shouldn't, has been paying off here. He's been coughing up these leads, but the public isn't quitting Lamar Jackson. At our VSiN.com bet split, 65% of bets are laying the number here with the Baltimore Ravens. Yet the 3.5 got down to 3. So you have seen this movement toward the Bengals. But keep an eye out. You know, the minus 3 is juiced up at a lot of shops, minus 115 to Baltimore. So I think it may get back up to 3.5. So if you like Baltimore, 3 is probably your best number. I'm going to hold out for the hook here, guys, on the Cincinnati Bengals. Primetime dogs are 59% ATS this year. Joe Burrow, 13-7 against the spread, 65% in his career as a dog. Also, a rest advantage. I think you got to pay attention to kind of the schedule now that we're getting, you know, a month into the season. Cincinnati played on a Thursday. Baltimore played Sunday. You have a couple extra days here to rest, rehab, and game plan for the Bengals. So divisional dog, primetime dog, contrarian angle. I'm going to hold out, see if I can get the hook, plus 3.5 with the Bengals.
You can follow Josh on Twitter. He is at Josh_insights. And again, listen, subscribe, download to his podcast, 2 of them, the VSiN Daily, Morning Bets, and also Market Insights. Great job as always, Josh. Thanks for the time today. Good luck this week.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
Yep.
Thank you.
So what he was saying about the SMU game tonight against Central Florida, I would agree with what he said because it does seem a little fishy. And I don't, like last night, the Diamondbacks felt fishy to me in baseball. That number was too short, in my opinion. I still bet it, and I got pounded on it last night. This game does seem fishy tonight. He pointed out many reasons why, and he told he's going to, you know, everybody bet SMU plus 3 points.
I watched that game on a Friday night when they lost at home to Louisville, and they did nothing in the second half. So that's cause for concern with Central Florida. You would think they'd have the edge, though, when you move a game twice. I would think the home team would have the edge.
I would, yeah.
The other thing is SMU is off two wars. The game against Maryland, the rivalry game against TCU. So he's right. They can score. Mordecai's a good quarterback. But something's got to give game because UCF's off to a good start defensively. But I don't know. Good, tough matchup, intriguing matchup, and tough handicap. But I would lean with the home team.
Well, if I recall correctly, I want to say SMU, they were getting blown out in that TCU game, weren't they? Did they come back to
yes,
make it look
correct.
Respectful?
Yeah, yes.
And TCU does that to everybody now
yes.
that we've seen.
Yeah.
So they were never really in that game. The game tomorrow night, too, we'll have much more on this tomorrow. But if Taylor doesn't go, and already he's not having a good season at all for the Colts, the running back there, but they're catching 3.5, and also the Broncos are banged up. I'm kind of with him on that. I don't know which side to really attack there. I think maybe the under might be the play.
Yeah, it's how I graded 11-2 to the under in prime time.
Yeah,
and again,
okay.
you look at the opener, and then you only lost if you bet the game at the last possible
that's right.
second.
That's right.
So that's how I under 11-2 under run in prime time games. So this Peter King report's getting a lot of traction. And Irsay's a nut. I mean, if they struggle and it looks bad, you might have something here with Reich.
I think that if it's ugly, for example,
yep.
And this team gets off to slow starts every single week. If they're down like 13-0 at halftime and the final score is 23-6 and it's bad, to me, Reich getting canned tomorrow night is a possibility. I would not put it past Jim Irsay for 2 seconds. They are, again, go back a month ago. We were all high in the Colts. Division, possible one seed, a player in the AFC.
Yes.
People were betting them to win the Super Bowl. I didn't get that nuts with them. They are the biggest flop in football to this point.
Yeah. So he's ticked off at everybody. Ryan, Ballard, Reich. And that's, again, I don't know what your plan B is if it doesn't work out, at least from quarterback standpoint. You blamed Wentz. Oh, it was his fault. Apparently not.
Yep.
And now you bring Ryan in. It hasn't worked out. And you had no business getting the tie week one against Houston.
No,
they got fortunate that the Chiefs handed them a gift touchdown to start, and it was the Chiefs just blowing that game. But the other thing is Denver doesn't have a running back. That's another thing with losing guy. And then the stupid fumbles. These running backs from Denver, hold on to the ball.
Yeah. And now, so Mike Boone might have to be the guy tomorrow night. Russ is not getting the tight ends involved. The receivers are off to disappointing starts. I know. I bet Judy and Cortland Sutton to have the most receivers. That's no chance because their offense is so miserable. But I'll say this. I mean, if the Broncos lose, though.
That's a big, I know.
What do you do with Hackett then?
I know.
Does he just coast until the end of the season? I mean, it's year number one. I get that, but.
No, the offense was not supposed to look like this. And they were supposed to be dangerous and a contender and was supposed to be a significant upgrade at coach. Moving on from Fangio.
Yep.
So a 7-win team. And now if you lose this one at home, and they won, but they were pathetic in the Sunday night game against San Francisco.
Yeah, never should have won that game.
Defense has been great.
Yep, that's it. That's the only thing you can really write home about with that team.
Very important game.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, the best teams in the NFL and college football, ATS, and over-under teams as well. You won't believe how many points on average three teams who are winless against the spread are missing the cover by. We'll run down all the teams and numbers coming up next here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All season long, BetRivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, great house specials. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
Here we go with the best teams in the NFL and college football against the spread 4 or 5 weeks into the season, depending on the sport, and also best teams of the over and the under. Paulie, there is one undefeated team in the NFL ATS. You know who it is?
I saw, yeah.
Yeah. Atlanta.
Yes, how about that?
And they're covering on average by 5 points per game. The following teams are all 3-1 ATS. Eagles, Cowboys.
Eagles hooked. It was close, though.
Yeah.
Got hooked in week one.
That's right.
But, yep.
I had them in the Super Contest.
Yeah.
Cost
me. You gotta be lucky.
No, you gotta win these coin flip games.
The hell with being good. I know. It comes down to luck. And just look at that Bills-Ravens finish.
Do you realize that some of the same names atop Circa Millions are the same people who are atop the Super Contest for the quarterly and right now, after 4 weeks?
I looked at it. I didn't recognize some of the names. I thought there were some different names, but you're saying that they...
Yeah. Some of them were the same names.
I saw a lot of 17 and threes.
Yeah, 18 and twos.
I think I know Human's alias in the one here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I hope I'm right.
Okay.
D.B. Cooper? I hope that's right.
I noticed
right.
that name,
that's
too.
That's got to be Human's.
Oh, you think so?
D.B. Cooper, yeah.
As soon as
love
I saw
love that story. I love the Netflix stuff. If there's anything on D.B. Cooper, I'm watching it.
I've read some books on that. It's so fascinating. But I saw that name right away. It's funny you bring that up. And I chuckled when I saw I'm like, that's a great name.
So Humans is 16-4, and I see a D.B. Cooper alias.
D.B. Cooper, right?
Like, oh, that's got to be Humans.
For a 70s reference, that could be him.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Dolphins, Lions, Giants, Chargers, also 3-1 ATS. Your worst teams in the league against the spread, and there are a bunch of them, all 1-3. Colts, Rams, Commanders, Saints, Broncos, Raiders, Panthers, and Vikings. But here's the big points, takeaways. The Colts are missing the cover on average by 9.4 points per game. They're not even close.
Jesus.
The Rams are missing on average by 8.5 points per game, and the Commanders are missing by more than a touchdown.
Big game Sunday. You know, what if the Rams lose at home to Dallas? Can Dallas do this again with Rush?
Yeah.
Be something. Dallas taking money and under money, which you have to support the under money.
Yeah, the best NFL over teams. Detroit is 4-0, and they're going over on average by 21 points per game.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Does that continue this week?
It'll be put to the test.
Big
time. Patriots. Yeah. That's... See who they play at quarterback. I was going to ask you, too. Green Bay's, a great teaser option. And also, if you want to lay the wood in the London game. I mean, if it's Jake Fromm.
But you have to.
If the Giants have to trot someone out there, like Phil Sims or Jake Fromm.
They're going
to
be running wild card with Barkley again.
I mean, come on. Right. Taylor's got a concussion and Jones is banged up.
Right. If they have to go Fromm.
What an indictment of the Bears. They ran that wildcat for 3 series and the Bears couldn't stop it.
Amazing. The other good over team so far, Browns, Falcons, Jags, all 3-1. Baltimore and Seattle are each 2-2, but they're going over on average by nearly 9 points per game. The best teams to the under in the NFL. And we have 3 undefeated teams so far. Niners, Colts, Bengals are all 4-0 to the under. The Niners are staying under. By the way, low totals on average by 11.9 points per game. Now that's impressive. The Colts by 10.4 points per game and the Bengals by 5.3. Denver's 3-1 to the under, staying under by 11 points per game, and Dallas also 3-1 to the under. Your best teams in college football, ATS. Kansas and Arkansas State, both catching a lot of points this weekend, are each 5-0. Jayhawks covering on average by 15.3 points per game. Awesome. James Madison, TCU, Southern Miss, all 4-0. And they're all covering on average by more than 10 points per game. James Madison covering by 15.5 points per week.
My God, what a story.
Oh, machine.
Yes.
Now here's, to me, just it's laughable how bad this is. And the quality of football right now in the state of Colorado. The worst teams ATS in college football. Colorado State and Fresno are each 0-4 ATS. Did you realize that Colorado State is missing the cover on average by 3 touchdowns per game? By 20.5 points. Oh, it's the great equalizer.
What happened? Got that new stadium a while back? Got a new coach? I mean, pretty good program. They had, McElwain was their coach as well?
That's right.
What happened?
Oh, that's pathetic.
Oh,
that is so
atrocious.
Bad. Yep. Fresno's missing by the quarterback injury, but you lose the UConn too. They're missing on average by 16 points per game, and Colorado's 0-5 ATS, missing on average by 10 points per week. And they're catching a lot of points every week. Yeah. Stanford's also 0-4.
Mm.
The David Shaw love again.
Wasn't that long ago. NFL job.
Yeah.
Guy's a genius.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Charlotte's 1-5. Nebraska, Vatek, Utah State all 1-4, and they're all missing on average by more than 10 points per week. Your best over teams. Bowling Green, Texas San Antonio, Northern Illinois, and Rice are all 5-0 to the over. Bowling Green is going over on average by 19 points per game. Texas San Antonio by 12.2.
Yeah, I've watched 3 of their games so far. I like that San Antonio team. Quarterback's not bad.
Yep.
I think that'll continue, and especially with Washington. With the way Penix is playing,
I would agree.
It appears the defense is have a suspect defense.
That could be the weak spot of the team, no doubt. They're 4-0-1. Other teams that are really good to the over. Charlotte's 5-1. Ohio, Oregon, and Arizona all 4-1. And all 4 of those teams are going over on average by more than 10 points per game. And your best teams in college football to the under. Virginia is 4-0-1, as is Ja Tech. And Virginia is staying under on average by 14 points per game. Ja Tech by 11. Va Tech is 5-0 to the under.
Yeah, perfect storm. A lousy quarterback with a defensive-minded head coach.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been ugly so far.
Let me ask you this. Georgia's 5-0 to the under, staying under by 8 points per game. They play Auburn this week. The total's 50.
Yeah, they're not scoring.
Oh, no. This could be a Georgia shutout.
Yes.
Or a fluky 7 points for the Tigers, and that's pretty much
Auburn
it.
Auburn has no passing attack.
None.
Georgia, that Mickey Mouse stuff will not work against Kirby.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And the other really good teams to the under so far, Colorado State 4-0, Michigan 4-0-1 to the under, and then Temple is 4-1, Iowa, Miss State, Texas A&M, and those last 4 teams right there are all seen under on average by more than 10 points per game. But that makes sense, though, too, right? Temple stinks. They're god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa's defense is stellar, and they have absolutely no semblance of an offense whatsoever. And the same thing goes for Texas A&M. And this has been... The Ole Miss thing is going all the way back to last year. That completely flipped.
Yeah,
it was around the Alabama game last year.
11-1 under run now, I believe it is.
I think so,
that. How much, we're getting close now. How much work have you done, hockey and NBA?
Are you getting ready
for the NBA?
I started to do some NBA this week.
We're less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah, so I really started to dive into it a little bit yesterday. How about you?
So I really respect Zach Lowe. This is what he does, right? Covers the NBA. He's not a bettor. Doesn't know much about that. But when Zach Lowe was informed about the Denver Nuggets win total, he goes, I have to talk to my wife and I have to bet that. If it's for, I'm going to give it out later in the show. Shop around for that number. But he saw 49.5. And I did some, I'm like, wait a second. So they won 48 games last year with the JV?
Yeah, with Joker and all the JV.
And you get Murray now and Porter and Hell, and you get KCP and that. He thinks they're going to be in contention for the one seed.
Ooh.
And then you also look at this, if you break this down, there are going to be some, I don't want to say very good teams, but teams with high expectations that'll be in the play-in games in the East. The East is stacked.
Oh, it's loaded.
You might get a Cleveland you're going to get a team like that, Atlanta.
Atlanta,
someone
maybe
with high expectations are going to be in a play-in round in the East. Just on sheer numbers.
Oh, for sure. The way that's going to break, we have to get our NBA guide, betting guide predictions in by today, I think. The top of the East, forget about it. Trying to pick the order and how it's going to land. I would lean Philly to be the one seed.
So would I. Philly, Milwaukee. I can't wait to talk to Ian Eagle. I mean, how do you predict this Nets fiasco?
I don't know.
You have no idea what's going to happen with the Nets.
They could be the 5 seed. They could be the 2 seed.
Right.
They might be the 7 seed.
They could win 56. They could struggle again, and Durant's hurt, and Kyrie disappears, and Simmons is a disaster.
The NBA GM survey came out yesterday. The team that they expect to win it this year is Milwaukee. They got the most votes
They should have won it last year. If Middleton doesn't get hurt, you absolutely could say that. And we like Boston, but come on. And I don't know how that's going to work out with Boston, with the Udoka gone and that mess.
I did make one future bet on an MVP. I took Bam out of bio at 1,000-1 here at Circa.
That's another one. They could be in a play-in round.
Yeah.
After what they did last year, someone's got to come back, and all these teams improved.
I also, we'll have to have maybe like VSiN's expert Jonathan Von Tobel on, NBA guy, coming up soon. There are a bunch of awards markets that look pretty juicy to me. Defensive Player of the Year, 6 Men, Most Improved. Anyway, it's time right now for the pro tip of the hour. You get it every hour at VSiN.com per Josh Applebaum. Reverse line movement on SMU tonight. It's moving in SMU's favor despite public being on Central Florida. That's the pro tip of the hour. We do one every single hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every single day, and they are all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. We can get into, how about look-ahead numbers for Week 6 in the NFL coming up. Did you realize the primetime game that we have next Thursday? Oh, boy, hide the women and children. But also, what do you look at next week for Survivor Picks coming up here on Follow the Money?
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 pound sportsbook. Must be 21 pound sportsbook. Must be 21 pound sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.